out now.
Granny and Grandpa had their heart set on getting Jess a drum kit for her birthday. And because they bought it on their Barclay card, they were rewarded too. It was music to their ears. Same can't be said for Mum and Dad. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Search Barclay Card to find out more about our range of rewards cards. Barclay Card. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, the former head of Spanish football is going to appeal after being found guilty of kissing player Jenny Hermoso without her consent. Luis Rubiales has been fined €10,000 after it happened following Spain's win at the Women's World Cup final in 2023. Football España editor Rory Barlow says there's been a mixed reaction.
The fact that Rubiales will avoid prison time, the fact that he and the three other members of the RFEF, the Royal Spanish Football Federation, will all avoid charges of coercion, that's been seen as kind of letting him off lightly in Spain, it has to be said.
The mum of a soldier who took her own life is calling for changes to be made to the way complaints are investigated in the military. An inquest has found the army's handling of 19-year-old Jay Sleebeck's sexual assault complaint played a role in her death. Manslaughter charges have been dropped against a friend of Liam Payne and two hotel staff. The former One Direction star died in October after falling from a balcony in Argentina. Drugs charges still stand against two other men. And more Hollywood stars have joined the presenter lineup for the Oscars, including Ben Stiller, who will be handing out awards at the ceremony in LA next month.
Sport.
Fast bowler Jofra Archer has been selected in England's starting lineup for their ICC Champions Trophy opener against Australia on Saturday. He missed the final two one-day internationals in the recent series defeat against India due to injury. Jamie Smith returns to the side as wicketkeeper and he'll also bat at number three. A man who displayed fixated behaviour towards British tennis player Emma Raducanu has been given a restraining order. Dubai police say they detained a tourist who approached the player, but Raducanu has since dropped charges. And last year's Grand National runner-up, Delta Work, has died at the age of 12. The horse, which was trained by Gordon Elliott, had been suffering from colic.
Weather
with eBay. Winterproof your vehicle with new batteries and tyres.
Outbreaks of rain in the north and the west overnight with a low of 5 degrees. That rain continuing tomorrow. Drier in the south and east, though, with a high of 15. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, this is Johnny Vaughan.
That was Shunta Templeton. Good evening.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thang.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Shunta Templeton there with the news. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. Happy Thursday to you. Thursday, February the 20th. 3 minutes past 5 o'clock. I've got the Woodman Gav here. Vinny's here. That's it. Here's what's happening in your middle hour of the show. Last week, I was going about the old French wine. The old French wine is when all those things the French pride themselves on, there's something the English have actually wanted better thing for their sparkling wine than the French.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, the Camembert cheese is better it comes from Shrewsbury. Mm. You know, and that sort of... French children are turning their backs on all food apart from McDonald's. Well... They especially love it when its French lovers have suddenly dropped right down there. Yeah, they love them. But today, I've got a new French wine, and this time, it's German.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, we got more of your in-house histories. Hello, Johnny Love. My house is fascinating. History is that my second born was delivered on the kitchen table.
Wow.
Oh.
Says Jake from Bicester. About that.
Wow.
I hope he wasn't in the factory village itself.
No.
At a sort of kitchen showroom.
Sure.
But it wasn't. No. Hey, TJ and the gang. Phil up north. My house is famous for the house that had a new kitchen and no padlocks on the side gate and shed. Marvellous. Thank you for that. Keep coming in, please. This is your fascinating history of your house. If you can keep it so that it would be sort of blue placable.
Sure.
During the great lockdown, this is where.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep those coming in. I've also got our quest continuing for the world's greatest nicknames. 83936, keep those coming in. We've got a lot of imitators, particularly in Australia, where they don't think we obviously get social media. And they just steal ours.
Sure.
We've been going 8 years with this. Wreck off, champ. Are you here? Oh, mate.
You mongrels.
Listen, wreck off. Mind you, it's very Australian, that, isn't it?
Sure.
Thieving. Right. I'm kidding. I am kidding. Ish. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get this hour going. Relax, back you up. This will take from here.
Radio X.
be mistaken. It's the same old team since 1916.
Right here on Radio X, that's Zombie. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's one thing that really gives that excitement of like, wow,
right,
this is going to be amazing, and lets you down with 100% certainty.
Oh, really?
Every time since 1922, it's the discovery of anything in Egypt.
Why?
Because Tutankhamun.
Yeah, you can't top it.
No.
You can't top it.
No, you can't, and that's it. Yeah. What's really weird is when I went to the Tutankhamun exhibition in the early 70s at the British Museum, they actually had the gold death mask there.
The actual one?
The actual one.
Wow.
And they replicated the sort of a tomb, so you go in.
Right.
And still when I go past it, I think, I remember at the age of 5 climbing up that, and now it goes up to my shin on the wall. I often gone about it, but it was an amazing thing, because I remember looking in its eyes and thinking, one day you'll be mine.
5-year-old TJ.
No, but I remember turning around and saying to one of the guards there, one day all these riches will be in my grasp.
Right, sure.
And did that ever come to pass?
No.
There's still time.
Anyway, the point is, they've just found the staircase that leads to a pharaoh's tomb in the find of the century. More than a century after Howard Carter delivered the most sensational discovery in the long history of Egyptology, Piers Litherland was searching cliff faces south of the Valley of the Kings when he chanced upon a tomb unlike dozens of others he'd ever excavated. And guess what? Litherland had led a British expedition to search parts of Luxor away from where Tutankhamun was found in 1922 in the hope of learning more about the 18th century Egyptian dynasty. After more than a decade, he found something unexpected. He chiseled at the bottom of a sheer rock face. We were very, very surprised. Our Egyptian colleagues and workmen who have been with us since the beginning of the mission were overwhelmed. They entered and they found the tomb of a relative of Tutankhamun.
Steve Tutankhamun.
Yeah, Steve Carman.
Lee,
Anyway, what they found is the entrance to the tomb of Thutmose II. It was the mummy was found in 1881, but curiously they hadn't found the tomb, which is a bit odd.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Can I just clear this up? Yeah, the Valley of Kings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For me, that was like big yellow storage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So an the reason version. When they go in there, they weren't tombs. It's big yellow storage.
Yeah.
My point is, recently in the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah.
They found a huge passageway leading out.
A new one?
Yes.
They'd not seen before.
Yeah. Leading out towards the Nile.
Okay.
And it turns out the Nile used to have a completely different course and used to run right to the Valley of the Kings, which is in the middle of nowhere.
Now, that's how they carried the stones then. on the river.
No, because that's further upstream. Oh, okay, this is right down. Yeah. But nice try, Gav. Yeah,
yeah. I figured it out.
They didn't, Gav. That was your slaves. They used whips.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what happened.
Go on.
I suddenly realised what the whole thing's about. Mm-hmm. Well, they were really into magic and trickery.
Sure.
And obviously we know there's no supernatural thing there. So what they were doing was, when a pharaoh passed away, you got to fool them that they've gone up to space.
Yes.
Because we know they haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
So what they used to do, they'd stick everything in the pyramid, and everyone would make a huge show of it going in this room, this tomb.
Yeah.
Then they'd seal it, and they'd come back the next day, and it would all be gone.
Secret entrance,
round the back, down the stream, never to be seen again, because they locked it all up then in the Valley of the Kings.
Right.
It's just a magic trick.
And that's what the whole thing was about. So everyone thought, oh my God. So if you look at it, it's like a sort of magician's thing that they built.
Yeah.
Because to hold power, you had to be magical.
Right.
By predicting the cycle of the sun and things, it looked like the fact you just studied it, you go, and tomorrow it'll be there.
Yeah.
You've got supernatural powers.
Right, exactly. The point is, when they talk about, no, it wasn't that. They were frightened of robbers.
Mm. Right.
Not this, but I don't know why I chose that.
Yeah, it's a weird accent.
West Country Egyptians.
Right. No, because I'm on a roll here.
Okay.
Right? Because they were frightened of robbers.
Right.
That's why they had to hide it, because they were robbing everywhere. No, they weren't. You got a load of poor people, a load of rich people, yeah?
Yeah.
What's a guy with no money going to do with a gold bed made of cheetahs?
Nothing.
Right. There's no IKEA or anything. No, it's a cheap one.
Mm. There's no eBay in those
days. You just get nicked. You'd have no use for it in most houses.
No excuse. Right. Yeah.
In having like a replica of a boat,
sure,
which you could put like five mummified cats on.
It's not going to feed
family. No, there was no thieves.
No,
they just used to use the same gold, remelt it down again, and stick it further up. There wasn't millions of gold everywhere, and they didn't all have gold things.
Right,
they just melted it all down. That's why all the other ones are empty.
Mm.
It's the same gold being used time and time
again.
That
makes so much sense. Yeah.
Melt it down, do a new death mask.
Nice. Mm.
And that's the scam. It just goes round and round and round. You seriously think for 3,000 years they were just burying gold underground? You're nuts, all of you.
You're right, they're just putting on a show.
Of course it was a show.
Yeah.
You've got to think of that whole area, Vegas. This is the Kooks, Never Know, right here on Radio X.
Nothing's ever set in stone. You're not like anyone I met before. You win by not playing the game. The times are changing, but you stay the same. Let's turn around the hourglass, freeze it in a photograph. I'll tell you everything I used to hide, 'cause I don't wanna waste your time. Let's do all the things we want to do, because you never know, never know, never know when it's gonna, never know, never know, never know when it's gonna start. So let's go pack up the car, drive to the south of France. The wind is dancing in your head, singing je ne regrette rien. Can't take the money when it's time to go, so let's blow it like we're movie stars. Think of all the places we can go, because you never know, never know, never know when it's gonna, never know, gonna start.
Kooks, Never Know. This is Radio X. I'm Johnny Bourne. Thanks very much for your text, just congratulating me on my the Occam's razor that I've just wielded. Sounds like you've got a beef with Egypt. I haven't, Mike. I just know what humans are like, and especially ones with power. And they was ever thus. And it's trickery, plain and simple. Trickery. You got one empty pyramid and a load of storage caves downriver. Yeah? Yeah, and I can just, it's just, I've just looked backstage, is all I've done.
Yeah.
Thank you so much as well for all your lovely blue plaques you sent in. This is the fantastic histories of your in house histories. For example, Gav, what are you seeing?
Hi, Johnny. My house is famous. This is from Dean in Leicester. He says, my house is famous for being the one that completed the day after stamp duty came back.
Oh!
That's $7,000 I'll never see again.
Yes.
Dean.
Cheers, Boris, says Dean.
Yeah, no, same happened with me with Theresa May.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought my, I signed for my new house the day they doubled it up.
And you'd already been buying it for 4 months,
I
presume.
I lost $7 million.
Sure.
What have you got?
Ryan in Manchester. Ryan in Manchester says, my blue plaque would say, it was here in 2020 where pizza hurling was invented during a fit of rage when I threw my freshly made pizza over three fences because it kept sticking to the peel when I was trying to get it in my new COVID purchase pizza oven.
On mine, actually, it would say it was here during the great lockdown that TJ discovered that Tough John Vaughan, that John Tough John Vaughan.
Yeah.
Like that.
Discovered that simply by taking a Ritz cracker, then adding a nice bit of Philadelphia cream cheese and putting on top of that a halved tiny cherry tomato.
Oh, yeah.
And then squeezing that syrup.
Balsamic reduction, yeah.
The balsamic ketchup
syrup,
stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit on. That if you put 12 of those on a plate, you've got perfect in movie snacks.
Are you twisting a little black pepper on there?
No, it's just, honestly, Gav, it's a perfectly balanced snack.
Delicious.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I bet.
Sounds good.
It sounds delicious.
I wish we had some now. They're so good. Really, really good. All I wish I'd discovered that President actually do a brie in a tub that you can buy in Spain.
Mm.
You know that company President?
Yeah, they do the butter,
alive, they do that. Oh. Listen, we're back in a second. Stay with us. We've got the world's greatest nicknames. The quest goes on next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
Could all passengers for Auckland please make their way to gate A17?
Come on, that's us.
At Nutmeg, we don't know where your once-in-a-lifetime trip will take you. But we do know how to invest for it. So wherever you dream of going, choose from a range of investment styles to suit you and your goals. Nutmeg. A JP Morgan company. Just search Nutmeg ISA to learn more. Capital at risk.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
At Matalan, the sale has landed. Shop up to 50% off across women's, men's and kids' styles, plus homeware too. And don't miss 3 for 2 across selected kids' fashion. You get the cheapest item free. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Tomorrow morning is the Chris Moyles Morning After Show to celebrate my birthday. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother, we're out drinking. Tomorrow morning we're live from 6:30. Be listening!
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Excited for spring? Birds chirping, bees buzzing. Not long to go now. One of spring's biggest attractions, though, is already here. Right now, with SEAT Spring Savings, get up to £1,000 off the SEAT range, on top of existing finance offers. SEAT Spring Savings. Now on until March 31st.
T's and C's and exclusions apply. UK retail customers 18 plus for new vehicles delivered by 30th of June. Saving includes VAT applied to on-the-road price. Participating retailers only.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
I've got another confession to make. We'll be right back.
a decorator once.
Oh, yeah.
He reckons he played the maracas on that.
Really?
Hey, guys, the 4 to 7 thing on Radio X. Johnny Vaughan. Johnny, is it true about the Egyptians? I believed it. Same gold, they just melted. Of course they did. Not Berry's gold. Because people get just nick it.
Yeah.
You take the gold out, and then they put all the worthless bed and bric-a-brac in little yellow, big yellow storage, which is the Valley of the Kings. Mm. Having made this grand illusion that it's all lifted out of heaven from the... So they say they buried them with things because they thought they'd need it in the next life. Yeah. Well, one look around the corner, see it's still there.
Yeah, right.
If we find out it's still there in 1922, believe me, they knew in the years 2000 BC that the same stuff was still behind the door.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
And anyone around at that time yeah. would have been like, I'll just look after it.
Right. But you can't recycle those beds and things. People say, hey, I thought that went up this space in the afterlife. In that big pyramid. So they stuck it all there, remelted the gold down. They just missed out on Tutankhamun. I don't know why.
Crazy.
Right. We're still on the hunt for the world's greatest nickname. Like King Tut. It's his nickname.
Yeah.
And there was some Americans, and they asked a cab driver, do you know this? They wanted to go to, when Tutankhamun was on at the O2,
mm-hmm.
with some Americans in London. And they asked, I used to be driven around by this same firm. And this American family had a driver taking them around London.
Mm-hmm.
And for the day, as directed. And they this day they wanted to go to Tutankhamun.
Mm-hmm.
And they got in and he said to them, Tutankhamun. He was actually, what's it called, Yoruba.
Mm-hmm.
And they took him and they just dumped him off at Tutankhamun. And
not the same at
no,
all.
The Americans are going, this is Tutankhamun? And he went, yeah, it's Tutankhamun. And that's right, part of the impression is not very good. And they just went wandering for a day in a sort of South London park, thinking, where the hell?
Where is it?
Yeah, right.
It's really
yeah.
not
he was
the same
like, yeah, this is Tutankhamun.
Sure.
What do you want?
They walked around.
No, they should have been a bit more specific. They just
looking
walked around
for Egyptian remains.
Looking for Egyptian relics. Yeah, right. So far, we've discovered Danny's Venezuelan friend, Ben, who became Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's mate, Chris Steele, who looked like Richard O'Brien, so they called him Chris Steele Mays.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. And Nick's company accountant, who happened to be a goth, she was known as Account Dracula.
Brilliant.
Keep them coming in to 83936 or WhatsApp us through Global Player. Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
Dr. Cinder Templeton, please give us your one.
Alex from Lewisham says, I met a long-haired, sandal-wearing holidaymaker from Devon in a hostel in New Zealand 18 years ago. It's a lot of detail. His name was Joe Eastwood. He went hiking one day and came back with swollen eyes after being attacked by bees.
Swollen eyes. He's called Joe Eastwood. Mm-hmm. Go on.
So we called him Squint Eastwood.
Yay! That's great. That's fantastic.
That's a really good one.
Gavin, the Woodman Woods, what do you got?
Lorraine says, we had a diminutive headmaster at school. We all called the metronome.
Right.
He wasn't amused.
No, this trick that
no,
is.
No, I know.
There's a small headmaster. Kids are calling the metronome. Why?
He wasn't a music teacher. He looked like a garden gnome and he drove an Austin Metro.
They called him the... He was called the metronome. I thought it was because he was always ticking off.
Yeah.
People.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Theirs was better, wasn't it?
That was funny.
Because he was ticking them off.
Yeah.
You got
no. That was doing one of those carriage clock moments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, where did you first meet?
Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. I must get a louder carriage clock and ask people difficult questions.
For tense moments.
Turn the television off. It's time to read. Come in. Actually, I didn't know I did such a good carriage clock impression. I must work on my clock, so I could do a whole range of them. This is Craig in Canada. Thank you very much for sending this in, Craig. I used to work with a guy called Richard. He and his wife had a baby who they called Lee. After that, we called him Richard Made Lee.
Amazing.
Amazing. Keep coming into 83936, or you can WhatsApp us through Global Player. For God's sake, though, make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise it's just a name.
This is The Clash. Hey, we're really keeping it in North Africa, vaguely. but now we move over to Algeria on our whistle-stop tour of Northern Sahara and The Clash.
Just before you found out, drink up its last call, last resort, not only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't want to forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them, so you need them just to get by. Won't you show me little bit of spark you've been saving for his bed rest? Distance
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X. You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. TrustedTrader.com.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and
my splitting headache?
Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not every day a groom sings his vows. Luckily, Liam transferred all his outstanding wedding balances into one place with his Barclaycard Platinum, so he saved interest on everything he needed, like a new head mic and a live band. What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 24.9% APR representative variable subject to financial status, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
Beach. We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
It's the only place you need to be this weekend. Because the Radio X Indie Night. Friday and Saturday nights from 7. Radio X.
To kiss someone, to kick you, there's nothing that you couldn't slip through, or at least that's the impression I get, cause you're strung by you wet, and she's not aware yet, but she's yours, she'll be saying, use me, show me the jacuzzi, oh.
90s. God, fooled again. It's that...
Leicester's finest.
It's that minim pause. Hey. It is a minute. It's two beats, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Please, if you're going to send the 4-7 thing, which this is, your nicknames, I mean, it's really nice, but do some of you seriously think we're going to do these things about people who literally have got something quite seriously wrong with them?
I know,
or something,
yeah.
Or something or
just degenerate
quite essential
behavior.
Missing, or like limbs and stuff. And, yeah, and just please, for God's sake.
Keep it light.
Keep it light, guys. Some of these, the fact is, these people are suffering. You give them a nickname.
I know.
Hang around them. I mean, if I had a...
No, quid, don't read that.
If I had a quid for every womble we've had in, for instance. Right, let's move on. It's time for your fantastic histories.
Mm-hmm.
This is after Country Life, every Thursday. They led, sorry, they're in their property portfolio, which around about this time of year is very slim, remember?
Mm.
It really picks up around spring.
Yes.
But now no one would put a property advert in. You'd be mad.
It's so posh to have house buying seasons.
Yes.
Well, yes, it is. But this is an incredible townhouse with a fascinating past.
But we don't get to know what that past
is. No, we really don't, son. It just says it's near Turbury Station. I don't know where that is. Dates to 1860s. The Great House is a spectacular Grade II listed townhouse in the heart of Burford, benefiting from an incredible history. Doesn't say anything.
Right.
Impressive period features and great architectural significance.
Okay.
How impressive.
No, it just says an incredible history.
Let's
I don't want to discuss it. You should know. So, what is your house's incredible history? My house will be famous from the 7 a.m. to 7:30 screeching of my wife, shouting at the kids to get out of the bed, to get ready from school, says Scott in North Wales. I like that. In this house, between 7 and 7:30 from the years, a woman was heard screaming at children. Lovely. What do you got there? Dr. S.
My blue plaque on the house would say this house was owned by the person who finally got the signal from Muse.
Okay, I know
last
that.
Last seen on Earth, 2025.
Yes.
That's from what?
In this house, the signal from Muse was
received.
Was discerned. What do you got, Kev?
Ben in London says, in my house, I learned that whilst in the great lockdown of 2020, I found out that when doing a home workout, that if I did a burpee, it would bring the ceiling down.
Nice.
Who knew houses were so flimsy?
Yes, who knew? Our house in Shefford would be known as the site of the great guinea pig mass suicide.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
What? No!
One died under very mysterious circumstances, possibly old age.
Yeah.
And then, not long after, the other was found crushed under a fallen deck chair. Murder, possibly, says Rod. Thank you very much indeed, Rod. Keep them coming in, please. Johnny Love, last one. Much love. This is from John in Wickford, this week's pet town. This is the only reason this has got in.
Mm.
Johnny Love, my house will be immortalised, quote, for various reasons, which I love. Keep them coming in, please. 839. For various reasons. Her house should be. In this house.
Oh, yeah.
In this house. For various reasons, Joan Slocum spoke to the 4-7 thing for very reasons and, and would remind people to refer to her son as Andrew. Yeah, thank you very much.
Give over.
She's one of the only. She's one of the last people ever. What did she say? What was the exact context of her talking about it? It'll be facing a firing squad.
Yeah, her favourite last meal. If I was ever facing a firing squad, I'd ask them to. But it was a beef pie or something.
She's from a generation.
Yeah.
Well, she's from a generation that lived through the great firing squad era. It wasn't. She wasn't. It wasn't.
Give over.
I think if I was facing the firing squad...
I love it.
Which she had no problem with. She was.
Yeah, but she would have known people who'd been in a firing squad.
Wow.
You know, obviously not the victims, but, certainly the one with the live round. This is Gigi Perez. It's Sailor Song. It's utterly beautiful. And it's here on Radio X.
Looking like an apple.
till you wanna sit it out.
Johnny Bourne's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Granny and Grandpa had their heart set on getting Jess a drum kit for her birthday. And because they bought it on their Barclay card, they were rewarded too. It was music to their ears. Same can't be said for Mum and Dad. What you buy is your business. Rewarding you is ours. Search Barclay Card to find out more about our range of rewards cards. Barclay Card. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
Radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, the former head of Spain's Football Federation says he will appeal a court ruling which found him guilty of kissing player Jenny Hermoso without consent. Luis Rubiales has been ordered to pay a fine of more than £8,000. England's Lucy Bronze says the Spanish team have been incredibly brave.
They're fighting for change, which is not just in that court case. They're also making changes in the federation. I think it's amazing. It's something that, as an England team, we've made changes in our team, not for the same extent, the same reasons.
The Defence Secretary says Britain will support Ukraine on the battlefield and the negotiating table. John Healey's been speaking in Norway, where talks have started with the UK aimed at defending against threats from Russia. The number of people in England's hospitals with norovirus is at a new winter high. Figures show there are more than double the number of patients compared to last year. Flu cases continue to fall, though. And creative control of the James Bond franchise has been handed over to Amazon 11 MGM Studios. Wow. It's been in the hands of producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson for the last 60 years, but we're told they'll still remain as co-owners.
Sport.
England batter Joe Root insists England shouldn't be written off in the ICC Champions Trophy.